Hello, may I speak to Mr. Graham Allen, please?
He's not in the office at the moment. Can I take a message for you?
Do you know when he'll be back? Is likely to be back?
I'm not sure at the moment. I can take a message.
I'd like to call back if you can tell me, if you give me an idea when he's likely to be there. Shall I call tomorrow or, you know, if you think he's likely to be there?
It's probably best I take a message and somebody gets back to you. Can I take your name, please?
My name's Mohini Hersham. Are you his secretary?
I am, yes.
What is your good name, madam?
It's Suzanne Mitchell.
You're Suzanne. I've got a question about the strange behavior concerning my father, who is almost 91, and I've spoken to Hand Social Services, and I would like to speak to Mr. Graham Allen, but I've got a peculiar issue that they seem to make a short reply and then run away. So I want a clear answer, and is it possible to speak to him directly, or do I have to go through? Will he speak to me directly?
I'm afraid.
He won't speak to you.
Okay. I can get somebody to call you back if you can just tell me some more details.
Well, I need a rational answer regarding my father, because my father is, you know, he is deteriorating because of his age, and I've got only one sister. I'm in Dublin, you know, Dublin's in Ireland, it's not in the UK. And she is keeping him, of course, in hands. That's why I'm calling you. So she's entirely, she's keeping him. And I've tried to get an update on his condition. My sister has an injunction and a trumped up conviction, which are very old. The conviction was petty, but it was, she told a lot of lies, but it's not relevant is that so I'm not supposed to contact her. Of course, this doesn't apply if my father is dying. The thing is, there is no injunction against contacting my father, and until March he was answering his mobile. Then he said said he was seriously ill, he was with my sister, and then his voice was really weird and he faded away. Now, naturally, I'm worried, you know, has he died? And so there's no way to get through to my sister, and he stopped answering the phone. So my friend, my boyfriend in London, tried her husband at work, because we don't know their landline or no one answers, something like that. My boyfriend has my sister's landline, but I think this says this phone is not manned, something like that. So she called him at work, he said atomic weapons, and apparently he said fuck you, and you know, he wouldn't tell if my father's alive. Now after that, you know, we found out from Christian pastor that he was alive in April and then in the start of June. The Hand Social Services says, you know, you've got an 0300 number. You know that, do you? And that's it. 0300-555-1386. There I spoke to a lady, and I gave the name of the counselor of Tadley, Kevin Chatburn, and they said he wants you to help me. And not yesterday, it was Friday. She said that this is, I'm not allowed to share the information without your father's authorization. So it happens that my father, he doesn't have Alzheimer's, but, I mean, some old people do not have Alzheimer's, but he is afraid of my sister, and she doesn't like me, and she doesn't allow him to answer the phone while he's with her, and he wants to, like, not give any trouble, he wants to help out. So when he's not with her, he's okay and he's answering the phone. And that was apparent in the start of the year. But so there shouldn't be a law under the circumstances to actually stop me contacting my father. And I think they should help with that, and they should put me through to my father. Have they been to the house and have they had a visit with my father? And They're saying they're not allowed to give the information. So that happened Friday, and the counselor, and he must be busy because he said he would try to help, but he would tell me what he thinks of this. But he's not available, and I'm wondering if he doesn't want to speak to me because of what she said. And this is actually terrorizing me because I went to Liberty 3-4 months ago, and they said they don't have the expertise to advertise. So I'm wondering if the whole country hates me, because I'm getting these telephone calls from the UK, which think I'm in an escort agency in the UK, and I keep getting those calls all the time, and it's absolutely terrifying, and I feel I'm hated there. So I want to know, you know, if Miss Abraham Allen can, you know, answer, I mean, yes or no answer, but I like, you know, I prefer a yes, but a no, especially with clear-cut reasons of what, why it, I can't have it and what is going on, because I think you, and I don't know what do you think of this?
Is it possible you could put this in writing to me?
Can
you send me an email?
Okay, so I don't have to write, I'll send it to you by email then.
Yes, please.
What
yes.
is your email address?
It's Suzanne, S-U-Z.
Yeah.
A-N-N-E.
Yes.
Dot Mitchell.
Yes.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Yes.
At Hants, yes. H-A-N-T-S dot gov dot UK.
So you will be able to give me an answer and about, well, yes and no, and if it's a no, what the problem is and why. I mean, that's what I want to hear.
I can forward it to our customer care team, who can follow up for you, and you'll get a response within 20 days.
And why does it take that long to get a response? I need to get one, like, right away.
It may be less than that. It's just how long. Sometimes it takes 20 days. Sometimes it can take 10 days, 5 days.
You
can put that in an email to me, that would be... That'd be good.
So with Hans Social Services, you see, my father could die any moment. So that's why I want to know quickly from you about this, because they were contacted on the 15th of May. That was my first contact. So I opened their needs checker and I filled out the form. And I think they sent an autoresponder. Subsequently, it's been 7 weeks, and I've called them twice in this 7-week period. They say that the team in charge of my dad are going to get in touch with me, but they don't know when. So they said that twice, and I know it's kind of never. And I got the telephone number of the counselor in Tadley, is Mr. Kevin Chatburn. They used to be a different one, but he's retired. So this one, he said that he'll give my name to Hans Social Services, and that was on Friday when they said that this is, we are not allowed to share it with you. So that's the law. And there was a girl, her name was Kim Jones, she said that your father has to give authorization. So the question is he well enough to give authorization? But he is in custody of my sister, and he is physically quite helpless. I don't think he can even walk to the toilet. So, you know, so she is giving him care, and maybe NHS carers are going in to help, you know, maybe, you know, give a helping hand, because I think he may need to be taken to the toilet, bathed, washed. He's very, very helpless, but mentally he might be lucid, but he is in her care, and he's mentally and physically dependent on her. And she did reject registered post sent to that address. So I'm just wondering if you can, they can give me a reply soon instead of 20 working days, because he could die in that period.
Well, if you could put that in writing to me, I would acknowledge for you and follow it up.
So
if you could put contact details as well.
Yes, I'll give you. So shall I send you my identification that can be verified? That I mean, I don't know how to verify from this, and I'm his daughter, but I've got a photo of him and a photo of me. It shows some future.
No, just send me an email with the information in. That's all I need.
So you, Mr. Graham Allen doesn't get involved, does he? Does it go through you, really?
You can send it to him if you wish. But I would pick it up,
but,
and he will read it.
Okay, so what I'll do is, it'll probably be tomorrow, because I have to go to this office urgently before it closes at 4. So this is going to be probably done
that's
tomorrow.
No,
yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's no problem. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah. you they found out that that is the problem. They didn't understand that. We now know that you're infected by the whole country. That is something no